Perhaps the most familiar opening notes of any American musical come from composer Leonard Bernstein's classic score for West Side Story. It premiered on Broadway in the 1950s and followed the rivalry between ethnic New York teens and young immigrant Puerto Ricans. The show and its opening lines, "Hey, brown boy, this is our street, swim back to where you came from," demonstrate perhaps just how little we've progressed as a nation. Director Alan Wilson says audiences are sure to see the parallels between the struggles of New York's Puerto Rican community in the 50s and the debate raging today over immigrants.
I think the story is so timeless. It opened on Broadway in 1957. And, you know, at that time, after the war and so much immigration was going on. And in this story, I find it interesting because as the Puerto Ricans are talking about the Americans, they don't call them Americans. They talk about them being from Poland or being from Italy. And I think it brings out the fact that we're all immigrants in one way or another. And I think that story is very timely, that the tension and also how we can draw together. It's a classic Romeo and Juliet story, the warring families, and, you know, love conquers all. And this is a story that really brings that out.
Are you doing anything new with the production to refresh it a bit? Because it is so iconic.
You know, I think the biggest thing we've done, you know, at the suggestion of our music director, we've added children in the show to sing the song Somewhere. We have two groups of children that are doing alternate performances. And I think it's very poignant when these children sing the song Somewhere and the longing about finding a place where the differences don't make any, you know, don't matter, where it doesn't matter your background or where you come from. It's just about being people. And I think hearing children sing that song is a twist that's very poignant and very enjoyable. And we have some great kids in the cast.
Has that ever been done in another production?
You know, not any production that I've been a part of. But I think, you know, I just think it's a great idea that the hope of the children in our world is that someday there will be that place for them.
The score, as you mentioned, is very operatic. In fact, Natalie Wood, who played the role of Maria in the movie, didn't sing.
Right.
Marnie Nixon, I believe, had to be brought in to sing.
Who yes.
Had a lovely operatic voice. How have the actors been able to cope with that strenuous score?
You know, we have some extremely talented people. Teresa Williams plays Maria, and Brady Hughes plays Tony. They're both brand new to our theater, but they have incredible voices, incredible control. So I was really lucky to find a cast to do what needed to be done. Our Anita and our Bernardo, such different roles, such different vocal talents, and yet so important to in the difference between those lead roles. So I've been very lucky with having people who can handle that challenging music. And so you know, we've had a great choreographer in Billy Blue, and you know, the dancing is also iconic.
Jerome Robbins.
Jerome Robbins, you know,
the choreographer.
Choreographed that and directed that originally on Broadway. And I think, you know, the thing is, in a community theater, we are not trained dancers. We are not trained singers. But we come in and, you know, we do a great job. And I think that, you know, says something about our community and the fact that they come out and do these things, even though they're a challenge. And they work so hard at getting it just the way they want it.
What about the casting? We don't have a huge Hispanic community here in Bloomington Normal, so how do you cast the roles of the sharks?
You know, we always try to cast as ethnically close as we can, but when we can't, we take the talent that we have and cast them the best we can. You know, the girl, Teresa Williams, who's playing our Maria, is actually Turkish. And I think that's kind of interesting that we can blur those lines. You know, in the movie, I know Rita Moreno at one point said one of the things she didn't like about the movie that they were in.
Rita Moreno, who played
Anita. Yes. And, you know, she said the fact that they darkened all of their skin. They made them all the same color. And, you know, she said there's as many varieties in Puerto Rico in skin color as there is in America. And so, you know, we have African Americans on both sides as Jets and as Sharks. And, you know, so we try to be as ethnically sensitive as we can and yet try to cast colorblind as well. You know, we don't want to hold people back because they're, quote, not the right ethnicity, and because if they really have the talent for the role, that's our main concern.
So, I realize that you picked these shows well in advance, but did you look at West Side Story because this whole discourse on immigrants, the seeming pushback to anyone who's not been born here in America, that was already brewing a while ago, a year ago?
It absolutely was when the presidential race became much more heated. We could see this coming up, and you know, we try to pick things that, you know, our contemporary and classic at the same time. And this was definitely a show that fit that bill. And we were very pleased. And picking a show at this level, at this difficulty level, is always a question a year ahead of time. But again, we were lucky to come out. Both of our leads, this is their first time at Community Players. So we were lucky to get them.
I always like to ask the director if there is a moment that he really wants the audience to be paying attention in this particular production.
You know, I think the very last scene is iconic. After Tony is killed, I hope that's not a spoiler for people, but after Tony is killed at the end, Maria brings both sides together to help her take Tony off stage away. And I think that commonality at the end, that they've all lost something in that, you know, is important for people to see, and very poignant, I think, that, you know, hopefully we can solve these problems before it gets to that point. And I think that's the takeaway I hope our audiences get, that these problems are solvable.
Hold my hand and we're halfway down.
Llévame. Para no volver.
Te adoro, Anton.
Alan Wilson is the director of West Side Story. It is on stage at the Community Players in Bloomington. Thank you so much, Alan.
Thank you for having us.
I'm Judy Valente.